some of the discussions, or one of the discussions that is that takes place, is a discussion with regards to the distribution of booty, war booty, etc. And in Surah Tawbah, Surah Bara'ah, some of the discussions there are pertaining to jihad, the conditions of jihad, who jihad should be waged against, etc. In one particular ayat in Surah Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sounds a very strong and a very severe warning. وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةَ وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. That those who hoard and did not spend it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then give them a warning of, or give them glad tidings for painful punishment. The ayat further says that this wealth, this gold and silver, will be heated in the fire of Jahannam. Refrain and hold back from paying the zakat. It will be melted in the fire of Jahannam, and they will be branded on their foreheads, on their flanks, on their sides and on their backs. Allah save us, Allah save us. Further, a hadith sharif states that the wealth of a person who does not pay his zakat, this wealth will be transformed into the shape of a venomous serpent, which will wrap itself around the person, and it will bite him on his jaws, and it will say that, "I am your wealth, I am your treasure, I am your wealth, I am your treasure." Ulama explain that that wealth of a person upon which he pays his zakat, that wealth upon which a person pays his zakat, then this wealth is not categorized as hoarded wealth. This wealth is now free for him to use. It's not categorized as hoarded wealth. Hoarded wealth will be that wealth upon which a person has held back and not fulfilled the payment of the zakat that was due on it. Together with the payment of zakat, there are other charities, there are other forms of sadaqah that a person has also needs to be mindful of, like the sadaqatul fitr and his expenditure on those who have rights over him, like his parents, his wife, his family, his children, his brothers and sisters, etc. And generally a person should spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we've been doing the ta'lim for the entire year before Isha on Fazail al-Sadaqat. We understand the great benefits and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in paying zakat, in giving sadaqah and charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the ayat says that their gold and silver will be melted, and they will be branded with it, those that hold back and don't pay their zakat. Further explanation on this is, from the Hadith Sharif, we understand that this gold, this silver, this wealth, it will be melted into the form of plates. And these plates will be heated up, and then they will be branded on their foreheads, on their sides and on their backs. And when these plates cool down, it will be heated again, and this process will continue over and over again. Ulama explain that why these three particular places have been mentioned, the forehead and the sides and the back. One reason that they give is that when a person is approached by a beggar, by a person who comes to ask him, then one of the first things that the person will do is he will frown his forehead, hence his forehead will be branded, and then he will try to evade the beggar by turning either to the right or the left, so that's why his sides will be branded. And then eventually, if he turns his back on the beggar and the person asking him and he goes away, then his back will be branded. So this zakat is a very important aspect of our deen. It's from the fundamental pillars of our deen. It's not something, by the way, if a person has nisab, has that amount of wealth for an entire year upon which zakat is due, then he has to pay his zakat. He needs to find out the masail. There are many ulama, alhamdulillah, in our area. We should find out the masail, how to pay the zakat, what amount of zakat, how to calculate the zakat, what assets form part of the zakat, how to subtract his liabilities from the zakat, etc., and come to the correct figure. Zakat has to be paid accurately per annum on the date, and also accurately on the wealth, not an estimation. You can't just take I think I got so much of money, I think I got so much in the bank, I think I got so much of, it doesn't work like that. The zakat has to be calculated accurately. You have to sit down physically, work out exactly how much your assets are, how much your liabilities are, and how much you are left with. If this is more than nisab, at the end of the calculation, it has been with you for more than a year, then you have to pay zakat on it. So we should find this out correctly, speak to the aunts and make sure that we discharge this zakat accurately and correctly so that we are saved from this severe punishment. Allah save us.